I went to a laboratory one time para kunan ako ng blood sample. Nagpapalaboratory ako. When I was there, I saw a woman who was crying. Iyak siya ng iyak. So iniisip ko, baka natatakot to. And I identify because takot din ako sa mga blood chem, no? So I looked at her and I started to pray for her. Then, nung tinawag na yung pangalan niya, mauuna siya sa akin, humagulhol siya. Agulhol siya. Tapos inakap niya yung mga anak niya. Inakap niya yung nanay niya at iyak siya ng iyak. Pagkatapos ng blood chem, tumigil yung iyak niya at nagulat siya. So ako naman natakot ako. Sabi ko, baka masakit yung laboratory na to. But after a while, I talked to her, I found out, akala niya kukunin lahat ng dugo niya. Yun pala, nagpapaalam na siya sa mga anak niya, hinag niya yung mga anak niya, akala niya sa blood chem, lahat ng dugo kukunin. So iniisip niya, mamamatay siya sa araw na yan dahil sa blood chem, no? Laboratory. She did not understand what a blood chem, blood sampling is. You see, many times in our life, ang dami nating kinatatakutan sa buhay. Ang dami nating bagay na worried tayo sa buhay. Kaya minsan may mga tao pag worried, humahagulhol na lang, umiiyak. Wala nang ginagawa, nasa bahay na lang, nagmumukmok. Because they are so anxious, so worried about their life. Meron namang mga taong masungit. Pag nagbo-worry, napakasungit talaga. Aawayin kayong lahat. No? Nang-aaway. Yun pala, takot na. You know? And that gives us a picture of what's happening to people right now. Because we are so afraid, so anxious, and we get confused in our life. Di na natin alam kung anong nangyayari sa buhay natin. That's why it's important that we cultivate understanding. Kailangan nauunawaan natin ang buhay natin. Nauunawaan natin yung mga bagay-bagay na nangyayari sa atin. We have to cultivate an understanding of the people around us. Because if we understand, kung naintindihan natin yung mga bagay-bagay sa buhay natin, then there will be no room for confusion. Amen? Amen? If there is no confusion and you know what's happening around you, you will not be anxious. You will not be worried. You will not be struggling and fighting with everyone else. You will not be depressed. And sometimes depression comes in because we don't understand what's happening. Our gospel today teaches us so many things about the importance of understanding. Or we call it in biblical terms, knowing. Okay? Now, there are only three things that I would like to share with you this morning. Three things about the gospel and the first reading we have. Number one, and you should remember and understand this very well in your life. Number one, you have to know the presence of God. Know the presence of God. Okay? To know means to understand. To know means to recognize. Amen? To know means to understand and recognize. Ano nangyari? Let's look at the Old Testament reading. Abraham was having a siesta. He was resting under the trees of Mamre. Many years ago, meron akong kaibigan si Mamierto, farmer si Mamierto. He's a close friend of mine, no? So si Mamierto is a farmer and he has planted many fruit trees. And sometimes I would visit him. Meron siyang duyan doon sa ilalim ng mga fruit trees na tinanim niya. Kaya pag binabasa ko tong scriptures na to, Abraham was resting under the trees of Mamre. Naalala ko si Mamierto, no? Si Mamer. I remember him. So he was resting in the cool of the day. Alam mo naman, pag nagsisiesta tayo, ayaw natin maistorbo tayo, di ba? Sarap-sarap na lang tulog mo, umiihip yung hangin, you know, you're resting. But Abraham saw three persons coming. May nakita siya, tatlong taong lumalapit sa kanya. And immediately, Abraham recognized it was God. You know, to recognize the presence of God is a gift. Regalo ng Diyos yan. Yung pag nakita mo, alam mo kaagad si Lord. Okay? It's a gift. But recognizing the presence of God is also something you can learn. Pwede mo rin pag-aralan yan. How to recognize the presence of God. Now, Abraham was just resting. When he saw the three persons approaching, immediately, Abraham stood up from his rest and ran to the three persons na nakita niya. And one of the things na nagustuhan ko sa scripture na to, because I've read this many times and meditated on this many times. Alam mo, tatlong tao ang nakita niya. There were three men. Pero nung lumapit si Abraham, ang sabi niya lang, "Sir, can I serve you?" Sir, isang tao lang. There were three persons who approached him. Ang sabi nila is the angel of the Lord. Sometimes God manifests himself through his servants, the angel. It was God. So when Abraham approached three persons, he said, "Sir." He addressed them as "Sir," one person. So makikita muna sa Genesis pa lang, nandun na yung image ng God natin. Three persons in one God. He recognized. He knew it was God. That's why he stood up immediately and ran. Tumakbo kagad siya palabas to meet them. Hindi niya na hinantay na pumunta sa kanya. Linapitan niya na kaagad. He came, and when he approached them, you know what he did? The first thing he did was to bow to the ground before them. That is worship. Amen? You have to know the presence of God in your life. You have to understand that God visits us as often as He wants to visit us. He visits us in our problems. Pag binisita ka ng Diyos sa gitna ng problema mo, know this, it's the solution to your problem that is coming to you. Amen? But because we don't understand, we don't recognize, when God begins to come to you to help you, you get afraid. You resist, ayaw mo. Nagsastruggle ka sa buhay mo, ang dami mong sakit, ang dami mong nararamdaman. Tapos sasabihin ng Diyos sa'yo, magpatawad ka. Ayaw ko. Yun na yung solusyon. Gusto mong gumaling sa sakit mo, magpatawad ka. Pero ayaw natin. Why? Because we don't understand. We don't realize what the presence of God is in our life. So Abraham, when God approached him, he ran immediately. That's number one thing also. Pag kilala mo si Lord, at alam mo Diyos yan ang bumibisita sa'yo, don't dali-dali. Okay? Huwag ka na yung parang, si Lord, okay, si Lord. Lord, matulog muna ako ha, pagising ko, usap tayo. You know? There is a sense of immediacy, no? Yung parang, nagmamadali ka. When it comes to God, you have to respond immediately. Pag sinabi ng Diyos sa'yo, magpatawad ka, one of these days. O yung sa amin, sinasabi pa rin, balang araw magpapatawad. Balang araw papatawarin ko yan. Balang araw, mamaya baka may bala na yung katawan mo. And you will not be able to forgive. When God comes to you, you respond immediately. You come immediately. If you know God is calling you, "Here I am, Lord." You know? "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Pag alam mong pinapag-serve ka ni Lord sa ministry, He's calling you to do something for Him in the ministry, minsan, iko-confirm ko muna kung si Lord ba to. Ha? Hindi mo ba alam si Lord yan? And sometimes we say, wag muna ako mag-desisyon, ipagpipray ko pa. Ha? Alam mo ng Diyos ang kumakausap sa, ipagpipray. Sometimes, I'm not against that, but sometimes we make prayer an excuse para i-delay natin yung response natin kay Lord. Diba? May taong natumba, may taong nagkasakit, nandyan sa harap mo, sasabihin mo, tutulong ba ako? Hindi, ipagpipray ko muna. So alis ka muna, ipagpipray mo. Nung kinuha na, namatay na, isipin mo, ayaw kasi ni Lord ipagpray ko at lapitan. Ano ba? You know? Sometimes, our attitude is we don't want to respond. We procrastinate things. In your life, what are the things God wants you to do? Are you continuing to put them off? Balang araw, balang araw. One of these days, one of these days. You know? If today you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. Immediately, Abraham, when he saw the three people coming to him, he knew exactly who it is. He knew it's God. And what did he do? He ran to them. Tumakbo na siya. Papunta sa kanila. Hindi niya inantay, papunta naman dito, antayin ko lang dito. No, he went to them. So that's number one. We have to be immediate in our response to God. Secondly, he bowed down to the ground before him. You know, bowing down to the ground, that is a picture of worship. Worship is not about singing. You know, akala kasi natin yung worship, kanta-kanta. Meron tayong kanta dito sa church, paborito natin, you know. Hindi paborito nating lahat. Pero naging paborito ko na kasi inuulit-ulit sa church, no? Jesus is the center of my life. Diba? You know that song? I like that song so much. But I was singing that. Umiiyak ako, tumutuloy yung luha ko. At iniisip ng iba, wow, si Bishop umiiyak. Siguro feel na feel niya talaga si Lord sa center ng buhay. Alam niyo ba't ako umiiyak minsan? Kasi alam ko hindi siya ang center ng buhay ko. Umiiyak ako dahil gusto ko, pero hindi siya ang dami kong aayusin sa buhay ko. Kaya iniiyak ko yan, you know? It's not enough that we sing, Jesus is the center of my life. You ask yourself, is He center of your life? Do you miss a Sunday so... Sometimes, hindi ba kayo nagsisimba dahil may importante akong gagawin. Bishop, may kakausapin ako, malaking tao to. If you do that, He's not the center of your life. Masakit man sabihin, masakit man aminin. When you wake up in the morning, you know you have to pray, pero nagmamadali ka, meron kang gagawin, so you just skip that prayer in the morning, bukas ko na gagawin. If you do that, Jesus is not the center of your life. You understand what I'm saying? Amen? Napakasakit naman, Bishop, sinasabi. Masakit talaga yung katotohanan. Kung nasasaktan kayo, ganun din ako minsan. But it's the truth that would set us free. Amen? Ang problema sa atin, ayaw natin masaktan tayo. Nakikinig tayo ng mga bagay na hindi tayo masasaktan. Eh, tama, hindi ka masasaktan. If you only listen to the things that you like, you will not get hurt. But you know what? You will not also grow. Amen? If you do not grow, you will not bear fruit in your life. Ano ba? Ganyan na lang tayo palagi. Ayaw natin masaktan tayo, maging uncomfortable tayo. Okay? So recognize the presence of God. Cultivate the knowledge of knowing, understanding, and recognizing the presence of... Ano ibig sabihin ng recognize? Okay? Ano ibig sabihin ng recognize? Recognize is not just being familiar. I give you an example. There are many children today who don't recognize their parents. Ah, Bishop, kilala ng bata yung mukha ng parents nila. Yeah, I know. Di naman nagbabago yung mukha ng nanay at tatay mo. I know you can see, I know you can recognize. But the word recognize that I'm trying to point out here is that if you know it's your parents, your father and your mother, how come you don't respect them? Bakit hindi nyo sila nire-respeto? Yan ang recognition. If you know it's your parents, it's your father and your mother, you have to respect and honor them with their imperfections. Sino sa inyo may perfect na magulang? Ha? Kasi kung meron kayong perfect na magulang, ilalagay ko na rin dyan kasi sasambahin na rin natin. Walang perfect na magulang. But we have to recognize, we have to respect them. Amen? The second thing, bilisan natin. The second thing I want you to know, we also have to know, first, we know and recognize the presence of God. Okay? The second thing is we have to know our priorities. Alam nyo na ba yung mga prioridad nyo? Magulo ang buhay pag hindi nyo alam yung prioridad nyo. Why? Because every day we have to make decisions, and decisions are difficult to make when you don't know your priorities. When you know your priorities, it's easy to make a decision. Uwi ba ako? Tanungin ko yung bata, pagkagaling sa school, uwi ba ako? In the city, pag nandun ako sa Cebu, I like to walk around every afternoon, naglalakad ako, and you know, tinitingnan ko yung buhay siyudad. Pag dumadaan ako sa Starbucks, nakikita ko, ang daming estudyante sa Starbucks. Alam nyo ba magkano yung isang kape sa Starbucks? Oh. Iniisip ko yung mga estudyante, nagkakape sa Starbucks, 200 plus, 300 plus yung coffee nila. Samantalang yung tatay nila nandun sa bahay, nagninescape lang. Coffee stick pa. Walang pambiling asukal. Pero yung anak nasa Starbucks. Aba, grabe pa, Starbucks, Starbucks pa. Kaninong perang ginagastos nyo? Pera ng magulang nyo. Oh. Kaya itong tanong ko sa mga estudyante, pagkatapos ng school, anong priority mo? Sinanay, sinanay palang priority mo. Pagkatapos ng school, umuwi ka na. Bakit? Sinanay may trabaho. Tulungan mo naman. Gumising ng maaga yan, buong araw nagtatrabaho. Dahil sa'yo, estudyante ka, you have to go to school. Pero pag uwi sa bahay, alam mo pag hapon, pagod na yung nanay niyo. If your mother is your priority in your life, you go home after school and help your mother. Nay, ako na po dyan. Nay, tama na, nay. Magpahinga na po kayo. Ako nang magsasaing. Ako nang magliligpit niyan. Nay, pahinga muna kayo. O sasabihin ng nanay, salamat naman anak. Sandali lang kasi masakit ang ulo ko. Magre-rest muna ako. So hugas na hugas yung bata. Mamaya sabi niya, nay, kain na. Hindi na gumising yung nanay. Bakit? Wala nang nanay. Nangyari yan. Nangyari yan. Hindi nila na napansin sa sobrang pagod ng nanay nila. Walang nakapansin. Nung tinawag na nila, kumain ka nanay, hindi na gumising ang nanay nila. Mga kapatid, napakasakit pag mawala ng nanay. Sa mga estudyante, shout out. Okay? Shout out lang. Tingnan nyo yung nanay nyo mamaya, ha? Tingnan nyo yung mukha ng nanay mo. Tingnan nyo yung kamay ng nanay nyo. Alam nyo ba, dati walang wrinkles yan. Nagka-wrinkle yan. Dahil sa paglalaba, sa pagpaalaga sa inyo. So, do you recognize your parents? Do you recognize your father and your mother at home? When I say recognize, alam ko yung mukha ng nanay ko, hindi lang mukha niya. Naiintindihan mo ba ang buhay ng nanay mo? Do you respect your mother? Do you value your mother? If you cannot value your mother and father whom you can see, how can you make Jesus the center of your life? Because to make Jesus the center of your life, you have to recognize Him. You have to respect Him. You have to honor Him. Saying that Jesus is the center of your life, it's not just putting God first among so many things I need to do. Ang dami kong gagawin, isa dyan si Lord. Magdadasal pa ako kay Lord. Ha? Kinuha mo ang Diyos at linagay mo siya kasama dun sa mga bagay na gagawin mo. How do you look at God in your life? Do you look at God as a task? Task ba ang Diyos sa'yo? Gawain ba ang Diyos para sa'yo? If God is the center of your life, take note, He's not a task. If God is the center of your life, God is the base of your life. That is where all your task comes from. It comes from that place where God is in your life. Hindi task ang Diyos sa akin. Hindi ko siya binibilang sa isa sa mga activity ko. Bukas pupunta ako sa palengke, mamimili ako ng ulam para sa pamilya. Pagkatapos nito, magtatrabaho ako sa church. Itong gagawin ko. Pagkatapos, Diyos muna, dadasal ko siya. Ha? Kasama siya sa task? Hindi po. Ang Diyos ay hindi task. He is above and beyond everything we do. Kaya nakita niyo si Mary, nung pumunta si Jesus sa bahay nila, Martha was caught up with many things. He was so busy. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Because that is part of what is being taught to us as Christians. We have to be hospitable. And to be hospitable, to recognize someone who comes into your home as special, someone that you look up to, you have to prepare. Okay? Alam ko yung ginagawa ni Martha. That is a Middle Eastern tradition of hospitality pag may bisita, lalo na sa baryo. When I go to the baryo, nako, sasabihin sa akin, Bishop, magmerienda ka muna. Tapos pagdating dun sa bahay nila, merienda, may menudo, may pansit, may chop suey, may inihaw na bangus. Sabi ko, ito magmerienda nyo? Grabe naman tong merienda na to. Ano na kaya yung lunch? Merienda pa lang yan, ha? Do you understand what I'm saying? Priorities are important. Do you know your priorities? Martha was caught up with so many things. Dami niyang ginagawa. Finally, hindi niya nakaya. Lumabas siya. Sabi niya, Lord, sabihan mo naman yung kapatid ko. Please, tulungan naman ako. What was Mary trying to do? Ano bang ginagawa ni Mary? Ha? Compare them to Abraham. Sabi na si Abraham tsaka si Martha pareho because Abraham, when he bowed to the ground, he started to cook. Lord, ano bang gusto mong gawin ko? You know, he inquired, nagpaluto, nagpahanda. Yung sabi niya parang si Martha, no. Abraham was like Mary. He was like Mary. His heart was fully attentive to Christ because part of hospitality when you're receiving a guest, you put your attention to your guests and you listen to your guests. Amen? Amen? Pagpunta, halimbawa, bibisita si Jesus sa bahay niyo, sasabihin ni Jesus sa iyo, oh, pupunta ako sa bahay niyo mamaya, ay, sago, maglilitsyon ako, ang ganito, ganito, lulutuin ko. Hindi, tanungin niyo muna siya. Lord, pupunta ka mamaya sa bahay, ano ang gusto mo? Kasi one time, pumunta ako sa isang baryo. Naghanap sila ng bayawak para ipakain sa akin. The best yon. Ang problema, hindi ako kumakain nun. So anong nangyari? Father, pinaghirapan namin to, Father. Ang hirap hanapin ito. Para sa'yo to, Father. Sabi ko, ano yan? Bakit weird yung itsura ng karne? Sabi niya, Father, special bayawak. Nung sinabi sa akin bayawak, parang, wok. you know. Pero, yeah, that is their hospitality. I have no choice but to sample it. Nung sinample ko, nakatingin silang lahat sa akin. Habang kinakain ko, gusto ko nang idura. Eh, lahat nakatingin. Tapos sabi na, oh, Father? Ha? Ano? Ay ko, masarap. Sinungaling na pare. Masarap. Okay? So, ilang beses nangyari yan. Ngayon, kumakain na talaga ako kung meron. Okay? Nasanay na lang. Diba? So, you have to know your priorities. You have to understand, ano bang prioridad? Sa isang asawa na lalaki, anong prioridad mo? Is your family your priority? Ah, huwag ka na magtatanong, makikipag-inuman pa ba ako o uwi na ako sa bahay? Kung alam mo yung prioridad mo, pamilya mo, uwi ka na sa bahay. Uwi na. Diba? Madaling mag-desisyon if you know your priorities. Ito linggo. Linggo na araw. Sino ang priority mo? Sarili mo? O siya? Kung siya yung priority mo, hindi ka na mag-iisip, sisimba ba ako o hindi? Magsisimba ba ako o hindi? So habang nag-iisip ka, naglalagay ka na ng sunblock. Magsisimba ba ako o hindi? Suot mo na yung bikini mo. Magsisimba ba ako o hindi? Okay? You have to recognize, understand what your priorities are. When you have placed everything well, that is God being the base and center of everything. Sabi nga ni St. Augustine, love God. Mahalin mo muna ang Diyos. Once you're 100% you love God, then love everything around you. Mahalin mo lahat. Sports, mahalin mo yung pagkain, mahalin mo lahat because you will love them in the way that is proper for them in your life. Hindi mo aabusuhin yung mga bagay na yan sa palibot mo kung mahal mo ang Diyos. You understand what I'm saying? Now, going fast. Number three, final. This is important also. We have to know that when God visits you, it is because He wants to give you something, not that He wants you to give Him something. When God visited Abraham, God visited Abraham because He wanted to give Abraham a son. Hindi siya yung bibisitahin ko si Abraham kasi papakainin ako eh. No? Abraham, nandito ako, magpaluto ka ng lechon baka, you know, luto mo. Minsan, ayaw natin yung presensya ng Diyos kasi iniisip natin may kukunin ng Diyos sa atin. Sometimes we think that when we come into the presence or God visits us in our life, there will be things I have to give up, I have to give this. Parang iniisip natin ang Diyos, napakabigat sa buhay natin kasi may kukunin siya sa atin. Hindi po. And this is something you really need to understand. That every time God visits you in your prayers, in your coming to church every Sunday, in your resting sometimes habang nagpapahinga ka, when God comes to visit you, it's because He wants to give you something. He does not come because He demands something from you. No, He wants to give you something. Hindi natin naintindihan yan. Kaya pag sinabi na, punta tayo sa simbahan, magsisimba tayo sa Sunday, ay, kukunin ng Diyos yung oras ko. Ay, kukunin ng Diyos yung lakas ko. Kukunin ng Diyos ito. Kukunin ng Diyos. Ang daming kukunin ng Diyos sa akin. Hindi na lang ako magsisimba muna. Bakit? When you know that God is going to be here in church every Sunday to when two or three are gathered in my name, I will be with them. I will come to visit them. The real presence of Christ in the Eucharist is the assurance that He is with us today. He visits us as a community. God would visit us as a nation. He comes to visit us as a church. He would visit your family as well. Bibisahin niya yung pamilya mo. He will also visit you personally. When He does that, He wants to give you something. Eh, minsan ang iniisip natin yung kukunin ng Diyos sa atin, ano ka ba? Walang kailangan ng Diyos sa'yo. He doesn't need anything from you. But everything you need in life is in God. And He offers that to you. Bakit kayo natatakot pag binisita ka ng Diyos? Always remember this when God visits you, when God comes to you, when the opportunity is there that His presence is with you, know that He wants to bless you. Amen? He wants to bless your life. Kaya sabi niya, pumunta siya kay Abraham. Alam mo, hindi niya sinabi, Abraham, nandito kami, pakiluto muna ng baka. Lutuan mo kami ng bulalo. Okay, lutuan mo ako ng ganito. He did not say that to Abraham. You know, when he came, Abraham, in his expression of recognition of God, his honor of God, he asked permission, can I do this for you? Pwede ko bang gawin to? Yun ang problema ni Martha. Ang dami niyang iniisip gawin kay Lord. Hindi man lang siya nagtanong, Lord, anong gusto mo? Anong gusto mong ulam? Anong gusto mong kainin? Pwede namang sabihin ni Lord, mamaya na yung kain, halik ka muna, makinig ka muna, may sasabihin akong importante sa inyo. Wala. Luto ka agad, kilos ka agad. Tapos nagreklamo na nung napagod na. Lord, pakisabi naman sa ano. And Jesus, when He looked at Mary, who was sitting listening to Him, sabi niya, Mary has made the right choice because of His right priority. That will not be taken away from her. Hindi ko tatanggalin sa kanya yan. When you have set your priority right, God will not take it from you. When you have decided that God will be the center and I will be surrendering my life to Him, no one can take that away from you. That decision will not be taken away from you. Abraham knew there was blessing coming. That's why sabi niya sa kanya, Abraham, next year, by this time, we will come again. And your wife, will bear you a son. That was the blessing. Amen? In your life, tingnan mo yung buhay mo. Ilang beses na kumakatok ang Diyos sa pinto ng puso mo at nagpapaalam na pumasok sa buhay mo, ilang beses mong sinarado yung pinto sa Kanya at ayaw mong buksan kasi baka kunin yung pinggan ko dito. Baka kunin yung mga bagay-bagay na importante sa akin. Hindi po. He wants to bless your life. Amen? Do you know that God never takes anything from us? Alam nyo ba yan? Eh, Bishop, ito nawala sa akin, ito nawala. No. God does not take. God is not a taker. Sometimes God gives in exchange. Pag kinuha niya yan, meron siyang ipapalit sa'yo. Amen? I was working. I had a career as a businessman. I was in sales. I was earning much. Then when I received the call to serve in the church, I don't earn that much anymore. I have to give up my work. Pero anong pinalit ng Diyos sa akin? I gave up a career. I gave up a job. In exchange, God gave me a vocation. Amen? Ang job, compared to a vocation, a job is temporary. Amen? You can have a good job today, tomorrow wala ka na. Amen? Magaling yung trabaho mo ngayon, bukas hindi mo na kaya. Bakit? Hindi na nakaya ng katawan mo. But a vocation from God, that is forever. Calling yan eh. Now, what was God offering me when He visited me on that day I made a decision in my life. He was offering me life, a vocation in my life. Amen. The upward call of God to be a servant of God, He was offering that to me. What did I give up? A job. Ang liit naman nun. Trabaho na. 59 na ako itong year na to. Kung nagpatuloy ako sa trabaho ko, by this time, wala na akong trabaho. Amen? But the calling of God still stands in my life today. Until the day I die, I will have a vocation from God. I will not lose that. No one will take it away from me. So those three things we should remember. Do not forget. In our parable today, in our story today, in the Gospel and the Old Testament reading, three lessons we can learn. You can read the readings again tonight when you go home. First thing, okay, know the presence of God when He comes to visit you. It is a gift, yes, na makilala mo kagad si Lord pag binisita ka. When you get sick, how many of you recognize that when you get sick, God visits you? Hindi, di ba? Pag may sakit tayo, parang iyak ng iyak tayo, iniwan ako ni Lord. Mabait naman ako, ba't ako nagkasakit? Sometimes it is during those times when we are sick that God cuddles us. He holds us. Amen? Amen? Ba't kinuha mo yung nanay ko? Ba't kinuha mo yung tatay ko? Namatay sila. Lord, napakalupit mo. Ba't kinuha mo? Ha? Yung pangyayari na yan? Nawalan ka ng nanay at tatay? Saan ang Diyos? Nandiyon, hawak-hawak ka. At sinasabihan ka, ako ang tatay at nanay mo ngayon. Hindi ka nag-iisa. I will never leave you. I will not make you an orphan. I will be your parent today and forever. Assurance of God's presence. But can we recognize that? Nakikita ba natin yan? Okay? So know and understand, recognize the presence of God. Second, oh, nakalimutan ka agad yung second. Second, know your priorities in life. Set your priorities straight. And Jesus being the center of your life, Jesus being the base of your life, ang pinagmumulan ng lahat ng bagay sa buhay mo, pag inayos mo yan, make Him the center of your life, then everything in your life, the priorities, will be taken care of. It will be in order. Your job, your ministry, your family, they will find their proper place when Christ is base and center of your life. Pag sinabi kong base, pinagbabasehan mo ng buhay mo si Kristo. And that's where everything comes in. Hindi mahirap mag-desisyon when you have made the choice already that my life is God's life. Every time I enter the church, pag nagbimisa tayo, I make the sign of the cross, I get hold of the holy water, make the signs of the cross, and what do I say and remind myself? It is no longer I who live. Patay na ako. But it is now Christ who lives in me. Amen? So wala akong worry. Sabi nga nila, nagustuhan ba ng tao yung homily mo? Hindi. Nagalit ba sila sa'yo? O mas napamahal ka sa kala? I don't care anymore. Why? Because when I enter, it's not me. It's Christ in me. I say, I do what He wants me to do. Amen? And third and final thing, when God visits you, know that God wants to give you something. He is not visiting you to take something away from you. Amen. Let's all stand.